the bread and the wine, we pray. And just show us something of yourself. Transform our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do please sit. Today, the theme, as I've mentioned before, is joy. Is joy. And so we get a lovely, gentle opening of the gospel reading where John says, "You brood of vipers." That's really meant to encourage you, isn't it? It sounds a bit like some of those who go on and on and on about how awful Christmas is because it's been over-commercialized. I agree, yes, there's too much of that. But then they go on and people go on and on about it so much, like the woman who took her children shopping, Christmas shopping. And there's one in the shopping malls, you know, shopping places, a bit like Into Potteries. And it was teeming with people. Absolutely. You couldn't move. And she'd got the presents and the children were kicking off and it was awful. And she was in the lift going back to get to her car, which was parked in the multi-story car park. And she said, "I could kill the person who invented Christmas." And then somebody said, "Well, they did, actually." Yes. But let's think about Christmas. Yes, there's an awful lot of over-commercialization of Christmas. But let's not go down the route of a church that decided that because it was so awful, instead of preaching about Christmas on December the 25th when they had a service, they would preach about the suffering of Job. Not what I'd have thought would have been a good theme for Christmas Day. No, our theme today is joy. Rejoice in the Lord always, said Paul. Sorry, my words are all getting muddled up today. Paul's word apparently meant celebrate. Celebration. Let's make a big thing of it. And I will admit that last night I watched about 10 minutes of the final of Strictly Come Dancing. I haven't watched the whole series. I haven't watched any of it. That's not because I'm anti it. I just haven't watched it. But I thought I'd see it last night. And when they announced the winner, Kevin and Stacey, if you haven't watched it, sorry, that's a spoiler alert. They went berserk. They really, really celebrated. It was absolutely fantastic. It was lovely to see their excitement, which seemed genuine. They really celebrated and showed us how to celebrate. And in fact, the professional dancer, Kevin, he said, "This is the Christmas miracle." No, it was very good that for them that they won and everybody was celebrating. But we've got the real Christmas miracle that we're going to be celebrating. God, the one who created everything, came to earth in a human form and was born and was laid in a manger in Bethlehem. So what did he come to do? Let's go to Luke. Let's see what he says. It's lovely, this. John the Baptist said, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Oh, is that a reason to celebrate? Well, yes, it is. It is. You don't spend hours, I'm not a farmer, but you don't spend hours going through wheat to get rid of the chaff if you don't think there's something worth getting at the end. You just chuck the whole lot out. So if God wants to do work in our lives, get rid of the chaff in our lives, get rid of everything that's wrong in it, it's because he thinks there's something worth rescuing. He works in our lives because there's something worth rescuing. And he wants to get rid of the stuff that shouldn't be there. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. Has anybody here read the Narnia Chronicles? You know, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and that. I have. All of them. Yes, twice. Yeah. I think it's in The Voyage of the Dawn Treader where there's a really horrible boy. I won't give his name in case there's anybody got it in his as one of his names. But he's horrible. And he falls in love with this gold. And he clasps it to himself. And it's dragon gold. And he wakes up. He falls asleep and he wakes up as a dragon. As a dragon. Finally, cutting a long story short, he meets with Aslan, the lion, who is the Jesus figure, the Christ figure. And Aslan says, "Let me take your dragon skin off." And it hurts as Aslan takes away the dragon skin and he is returned to being a boy, a much nicer boy after that. There are things in our lives that perhaps we love doing, but deep down we know they're not right. But God will take them from us. It's not always easy. The tax collectors in John the Baptist's time, no doubt, were making a quick buck on the side, and it was good. The soldiers, it was good to force someone to do what you wanted them to do. The people who had more than they needed, it was good just to look at their wonderful cupboard or wardrobe and say, "Look at all that I've got," and didn't share it with anybody. It's not easy. It's not easy. But it's what God calls on us to do. And that's a good thing. I was talking to a friend of mine that I've known for ages yesterday. I haven't spoken to him for ages. We were talking on the telephone. And you have that usual, "How are you?" "Oh, I'm fine." And I said, "How are you?" He said, "I'm well. I'm okay, except for my health." Earlier this year, he'd gone to take a wedding and then got home and he started to shiver. And he shivered and shivered. He went to see his then fiancée, now wife. And his shivering just got worse and worse. He didn't know what was wrong, and it was horrible. Eventually, he ended up in A&E. And wonderfully, the right doctor saw him and diagnosed what was wrong with him. Not nice, but at least they knew what was wrong, and they could begin to treat what was wrong. If the doctor had just said, "Just take a paracetamol, you'll be all right," it might have eased the symptoms for a while, but it wouldn't have treated the problem. If they'd gone back and somebody else, "Put a sticking plaster on it," that won't help. They needed to find out what was wrong. It wasn't good news, but the fact that they knew what was wrong, they could start treating it. God knows what's wrong with this world. He knows what's wrong with us. We know what's wrong with the world. The root problem is sin, and it needs to be dealt with. God so loved the world that Jesus came to deal with that sin. He came to deal with the big problems, and he's also concerned about the smaller matters as well. Paul said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." There's nothing too small for God to be concerned about. And there's nothing too big that God can't deal with. Yes, we must and should pray for the situation in the Yemen, for example, and in Syria, and climate change, and big things like that. The Brexit negotiation. Yes, things way beyond our control. But we can also pray that we'll be able to calm down, get ready for Christmas. I have prayed for parking spaces when I need one. I have prayed for a bus to come along when it's raining. I have prayed for health. I've prayed for good weather. I pray for. There's nothing too tiny that's irrelevant to God, and there's nothing too big that we can't commit to God. And so today we come to meet, yes, with John the Baptist, who urges us to repent. He shows us what's wrong so that it can be dealt with. And in the Word of God, and through the bread and through the wine, we come to meet the one who will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The one who will take from us all that is wrong and remake us into a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone, behold, the new has come. Jesus is the Christmas miracle, and that is why we can truly and extravagantly celebrate. Now, normally on this third Sunday of the month, we would have a time when people come forward for prayer. We're not going to do that now, but if you do want prayer, come forward at the end of the service. There'll be people very happy to pray with you. As you come forward for communion or just coming forward for a blessing, ask God for his forgiveness. Ask God for his to deal with every single thing in your life. Just come at the time of communion, meet with him, and be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love towards us. And we thank you that we can celebrate today with joy because you are dealing with what is wrong in our lives. Transform us, renew us, we pray, by your Holy Spirit, by the fire of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.